Welcome to Trail Bites for the week of March 21st, 2019. I'm Gavin Jackson. This mini-pod is a companion piece to the South Carolina Lead. We're doing this to help keep you up to speed on what candidates are saying on the 2020 campaign trail in the Palmetto State, and also what South Carolinians like you are thinking. Over the past week, Democratic presidential candidate Senator Bernie Sanders visited the state for the first time since declaring his candidacy. The independent from Vermont, who is familiar with the Palmetto State, held a rally in North Charleston on March 14th and a healthcare roundtable in Charleston on March 15th. We go to the Royal Family Life Center in North Charleston, where Sanders spoke to an enthusiastic crowd of more than 1,000 people on March 14th. He spoke about how his 2016 ideas of raising the minimum wage, guaranteed healthcare, trillion-dollar infrastructure investment, and combating climate change were deemed radical then and are now mainstream.
And by the way, those ideas that we talked about here in South Carolina and around the country 4 years ago that seemed so very radical at the time, well, today, virtually all of those ideas are supported by a majority of the American people, and they are now supported by Democratic candidates from school board to president of the United States. With your help, we have come a long way in the last few years. Now, our job is to complete what we started, and we are going to turn our vision and our progressive agenda into reality. We are going to bring justice to America. When we are, and I use the word advisedly, because again, I can't do it alone. When we together are in the White House, we will enact a federal jobs guarantee. If you look at our country today, if you look at a dysfunctional childcare system, if you look at the need for more teachers, if you look at the need to rebuild our infrastructure, transform our energy system, take care of our seniors, there is more than enough work to do. Let's make sure that everybody in America has a job.
Despite what might have seemed like a 2016 rally of dedicated Sanders supporters, Ken Barrick of Mount Pleasant said he is still making up his mind on the growing field of candidates.
What's not to like about Bernie Sanders? It's kind of like your uncle that you really like, and he just speaks sensible language.
James Panikkar supported Sanders in 2016 and is throwing his support behind him again for 2020. Despite Sanders' poor performance against Hillary Clinton in 2016 in South Carolina, Panikkar believes the state's growing cities will lean toward the more progressive end of the political spectrum in the 2020 primary.
I mean, I feel like the only way to make a real difference is to be kind of on the extreme edge of it, because everybody else wants to please everybody else and you never make a decision on anything. So at least to generate a conversation, you have to be, you know, a Bernie-esque figure. And I think that's the answer to the question. I think that's why you have all these candidates in general, is because whether it was him or people similar to him who were more extreme, you could say they pulled the conversation in that direction, and that creates the field for, you know, 10 plus people who are all similar on that spectrum to also run.
Potential 2020 candidates were briefly in Columbia this week, including Massachusetts Representative Seth Moulton and former Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe, but due to scheduling issues, we weren't able to attend. Also, former U.S. Housing Secretary Julian Castro made a not-so-publicized visit to the state on March 17th, including stops in Goose Creek, Charleston, North Charleston, Orangeburg, and Columbia. Former Texas Congressman Beto O'Rourke will make his first trip to South Carolina this weekend. On March 22nd, he'll have a meet-and-greet at the University of South Carolina before going to South Carolina State University in Orangeburg. Then he'll head down to Charleston and visit Tradesman Brewing Company. On March 23rd at 9:30 a.m., he'll participate in a town hall meeting at the International Longshoremen's Association in Charleston. O'Rourke raised $6.1 million within 24 hours of his announcement on March 14th. Senator Cory Booker is back in South Carolina and will be in Rock Hill and Columbia on March 23rd. Details can be found at corybooker.com. He'll also be in Orangeburg at the Stevenson Auditorium on March 27th for the live taping of his town hall with CNN. Stay updated during these visits by following me on Twitter at Gavin Jackson for candidate updates. Watch these full remarks from Sanders as well as others who have visited the state on South Carolina ETV's YouTube page under the SC 2020 playlist. And just a reminder, Campaign Trail Bites is not biased toward any candidate or campaign. We're just covering these candidates as they come through and as we can get to them. We're out there trying to get as much information for you as we can so you can make your own decision in 2020. We'll bring you a mini pod following any campaign trail activity in the state. Let us know your thoughts on our Twitter at @SCLEDEPOD and follow us with the same handle on Instagram for photos from the campaign trail. Campaign Trail Bites is a production of the South Carolina Lead. I'm Gavin Jackson.